Welcome to another edition of In Focus, the first of the week. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to have with us on the line the Puppets Up Festival Coordinator, Jane Torrance, a familiar voice here, of course. Jane, welcome back to In Focus.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Happy to be back.
And joining you, Master Puppeteer, legend in the puppeting world, Noreen Young. Noreen, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for asking me. It's great.
We want to talk about Puppets Up. It's coming back. But before we get to what is going to happen, let's talk a little bit about the past. Noreen, maybe you can take us a little bit down memory lane here as far as Puppets Up goes. This is a massively popular festival that has taken place for many years in Elmont, right?
Yes, well, it ran for 12 years from 2005 to 2016. And it was very popular in the town and very well attended and kind of gave the town a certain flavor. And I was delighted because I've been a career puppeteer all my life, and I was able to ask a lot of friends to come and perform. And we had all kinds of puppet troops doing shows in tents and parades and street entertainment. And but we ended it in 2016. After 2016, for various reasons, but so it had a hiatus of about 5 years, and then Jane, bless her heart, she thought it might be good to revive, and would I like to be part of it? And I said, absolutely. So here I am.
Excellent. Well, Noreen, in the past, like, this has drawn some top quality entertainment. Like, we're talking top tier entertainment in the puppeting world, right?
That's right.
And yeah. And that includes you, because if you could tell us a little bit about, you know, your career and what you've done. It's just fascinating.
Well, that has been my career, and I'm embarrassed to tell you how long it's been, but I've done all kinds of shows for CBC and TVO, and I ended up really with Under the Umbrella Tree, which was my project. And we had a lot of notoriety with that, and people still remember it. And we use those puppets to promote the festival now. And my brother Stephen Brathwaite did Jacob, and Bob Stutt from Pembroke did Iggy, and Holly LaRocque from Ottawa did Holly. So that was I was executive producer for that. So I've been doing it a long time. And so it's kind of time for me to step back and let people have their way and just see how it all develops. And it's fascinating.
It absolutely is. And a lot of people would remember Under the Umbrella Tree, of course, and the images of those puppets, a very Canadian flavor to them. And I just brought up an image in front of me here, and I remember the Blue Jay.
Yes, you know? That's Jacob Blue Jay.
They're just incredible. How long did that show run for?
Well, it was in production for about 7 years, but it went a long time because the Disney Channel picked it up, and we got a lot of viewers from the States, and I mean, to this day, people remember it and are happy to enjoy it with their kids. So it had a long run, really, and it's streaming on YouTube's Encore Plus, which is the CBC kind of vintage channel, and it's in English and French.
So all this, of course, to paint a picture that, you know your puppets, you know what you're doing, but you also know the quality that goes behind it. In this case, you know, the children's entertainment, the learning that goes into it as well. But that that expertise, of course, Jane, you must be so grateful to have Noreen on board as someone who can help with some incredible input as this festival comes back.
Well, I think she's being a little modest. I have to tell you that she forgot to mention that she also is a member of the Order of Canada for her work in puppeteering and in children's theater. She's the real deal. You know, when you think about who in your town has the skills and the talent, Noreen is one of the first people we think about in Mississippi Mills, and has a huge dedication from her followers and her fellow puppeteers. And I think it's the way that Noreen works and includes people as she goes along. It makes people want to work with her, and including some fantastic puppeteers that we've seen over the run of Puppets Up in the past, and who we will see this year as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the festival coming back. Noreen, when you heard that it was going, that there was this effort to revive it, how did that make you feel?
Well, I felt very happy and relieved that somebody would like to pick it up and work with it and make it come alive again. And whenever I talk to my puppeteer friends about coming to the revival, they said yes immediately. And we've got some wonderful puppeteers that have been at the festival before, but a lot of new ones. And we even have a couple of adult presentations that we're going to present, including my friend Ronnie Burkett, who is a very famous adult puppeteer. And he's bringing his show called The Loony Bin. And that's a big honor, actually. So I'm very happy.
And Jane, you must be very happy as well to know that this level of entertainment is returning. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect over the course of the festival.
Well, I can tell you, Bob, I'm just going to go back for 1 minute. And that when the Puppets Up was first came to Mississippi Mills in 2004, it was thought of in some ways by the Chamber of Commerce as an economic development driver, how to bring people to Mississippi Mills so that they were going to enjoy themselves and come back. And I have to say that for so many years, it was huge. It was probably, you know that Mississippi Mills has grown, Almont has grown. It's kind of become a pretty trendy little spot. And I would say that has a lot to do with Puppets Up. And in the middle of the pandemic, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, how wonderful would it be to be able to celebrate the end of the pandemic with a huge party? And what kind of better party than Puppets Up? Because when you're here, you feel the magic that comes to us in the street, the feeling of community, the magic of the curtains being drawn back. It's because the whole town becomes the festival. It is the stage for a wonderful creative experience that you are behind the scenes with people because you're part of the town. So I just wanted to give that a little frame, and then fast forward to 2022 and this festival that's coming. First of all, the town is going to be a little bit ripped up. We're having Main Street reconstruction. I don't know if you knew that, but
I think that's happening in every town in Lanark County right now.
I think we all have the same age as sewer and infrastructure. Anyway, it is going to be torn up. So our whole Mill Street theater is going to be on the Alameda. And so this is the Ottawa Valley Recreational Trail, as you know, and as it sits within Almont, it's an Alameda, which is a tree-lined path. And it is the old railway landing and where the train station used to be. So there's lots of really great real estate there, and we are going to take it over and put up massive circus tents. So it'll have a vibe of magic to start with, and all of the theater will take place between the Almont Old Town Hall and the Alameda, and we're calling it the Alameda Festival Plaza.
Oh, that's awesome. And really, this is just one of the absolutely beautiful things that you have when it comes to Lanark County, because the setting is absolutely beautiful. Everybody knows that Almont, Mississippi Mills is a gorgeous part of the county. And really just to have it there, you talk about magic. It is going to feel absolutely incredible walking in there.
That's so true. So on top of all of the fantastic puppets that you're going to see, the puppet shows that you're going to see in the tents and in the Almon Old Town Hall, there's also street entertainment that will happen in that street area, that whole Festival Plaza area. And we have a very dedicated person who's putting together a really great street entertainment portion. And just so you know, the street entertainment part is a free part of the festival. To go into any of the tents, you have to buy tickets to be able to see those performances. And so there's some that's free and some that's not. There's going to be lots of music around, lots of great vibe of creativity. There's going to be a children's craft tent, and kids, you'd be surprised by the real intricacy of the crafts that they make and the leadership that's shown in that craft tent. There's going to be a parade every day, and it's one of the favorite things that people come to Puppets Up to see, the parade. And they get to, you can march in the parade if you want, or you can sit and watch the parade as it goes by. But it is absolutely a crowd favorite to have the parade. We're going to have two evening entertainments, and those are geared to adults. And the first one, like Noreen said, is Ronnie Burkett, the Loony Bin, and it will be a small audience at the Old Town Hall, and it'll be more like a show with a wine and cheese, small audience, big laughs kind of thing. And the puppeteer Ronnie Burkett is an internationally known puppeteer, and Noreen was not being modest when she praised him, because he really is top notch. And the second night, on the Saturday night, we'll also have adult entertainment, and it is going to be a cabaret. So it's all of the puppeteers who are the visiting puppeteers come together and to create an adult show that is probably one of the favorite parts for many adults, because you just don't expect a puppet to talk in a way that you might not see on television, put it that
sure.
way.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing too. It's an evening out too, right? It's a different evening out in Lanark County. It provides just this incredibly different entertaining option. Before we go any further, Jane, when is the festival taking place? We know it's still not for a little bit.
Well, it is in August 12 to 14. So Friday afternoon, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday is the festival. But we're also having some pre-festival events that I just want to make sure we talk about, Bob. Is we had a series of children's shows over 3 weekends, 2 shows a day. So we've had 6 children's shows already that were fantastic, thanks to our good friends at the Mississippi Valley Textile Museum, who provided the theater venue for that. And people are getting excited, especially when they start to see puppets already. And those three weekends were fantastic. But we have a show coming up, and it's an adult only theme of an original script with 7 puppeteers, all professionals, I think the puppeteers, and it's called Hound of the Basketballs. It's going to be so fun, I have to say. And it's showing May 12 to 15 at the Almon Old Town Hall. It is adult content at its best. Let's put it that way. But it also, you might have guessed, the Hound of the Basketballs is a little take on the Hound of the Baskervilles. So it's a mystery, but it's also set in Almont, the home of basketball, of course. So it's okay. Going to be a really great show.
Okay. And we'll come back to that in just a moment. We'll get some details on that. But I want to go back a little bit here. Noreen, you were smiling a lot. You were nodding your head a lot as we were hearing the description of the festival itself and the parade and all this. What are you most looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing all my friends come back to perform, and new people that I'll be meeting for the first time, and just wandering around and being part of the atmosphere of the festival. And it's a real family event, because we have all ages that come, and with the street entertainment and music on the street, people dance and move around and have a really nice time together with their families. And I just like to be part of that, because by that time my work's done. My work is done.
Are you exactly? Are you performing?
Well, I have a small part in The Hound of the Basketballs.
Okay.
I designed and helped build the set. But I'm not performing. I don't usually. I'm the artistic director, so I gather the troops for the shows, and we look after their travel, and we just arrange travel for a group from New York City and a guy that's coming from Edmonton, Derek Starlight, who's a Cree puppeteer, and I'm looking forward to meeting Derek and his assistant puppeteer. And we have a puppeteer from Iceland coming, and also Indonesia this year.
At any point when you're walking around the festival, though, are you going to be carrying a puppet? I don't know, maybe a little gopher that we've seen before.
Yeah, sure.
Are you? Yeah. So I'm talking.
Well, I always walk in the parade because I like the parade a lot,
and
very nice.
And what puppets do you bring with you? Do you walk around with there?
Well, I'm most comfortable with Gloria, the puppet from Under the Umbrella Tree,
and Gloria Gopher.
That's right. She's a gopher, not a squirrel. Somebody thought she was a squirrel recently, but I'm comfortable doing her voice. She talks like that. Hi there, Bob.
You just brought me back. I love it. I love it. And that's the thing too. It's like these images. And so I just got tingles. That's awesome. These images, they really bring people back, like immediately. Like I haven't thought of Under the Umbrella Tree in a long time, but then when we started talking about it, and like I said, I had an image up in front of me, it just totally brought me back, and I can hear the voices, and you just did Gloria for us. And I thank you for that. And these are some of the things that people are going to see as they, and some of the feelings they're going to have as they walk around. And it's really neat because some of the older people get to introduce these characters to their own kids.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's why it's sort of intergenerational, and it's nice, and it's nostalgic, and it's new and different. And puppeteering is a kind of a unique art, and not that many places host a festival about puppets.
Yeah.
And but it works in Almont, and because it is a great town, and people are very receptive and welcoming. So.
Well, we're very happy that it's back. We certainly are. And Jane, I'll just first, I want to ask you, like, when you're looking at festivals and you're coming out of a pandemic as we are, or we're still in the pandemic, but more and more things are happening. Do you take a look at something like the Festival of the Maples that just took place and see the success of that and then think, OK, we've got a real shot here at pulling off another big, successful festival?
Absolutely. That's a great point, Bob. We know that people want to get out. They want to see their friends, their neighbors, their town, the people across the county. They want to see so much, you know, and reconnect. We know that people have been missing other people, and live entertainment too. Festival of Maples, I think, was such a huge success, and it's just going to be a precursor for other festivals to come this summer throughout Lanark County, but including Puppets Up. We're still being cautious. We don't know what's going to come as far as the pandemic is concerned, and what variant might be. So we are planning for all kinds of contingencies and making sure we're going to keep people safe as well as entertained. So.
Yeah. And that's, I knew that I didn't want to get into precautions and so on, because we really don't know what the landscape is going to look like at that point. But I'm just assuming, knowing you as I do, Jane, that you'll be certainly in touch with the health unit, and everyone will be doing everything by the book and making sure that it is a safe and fun festival for both the performers and the people who are coming to take part.
You are right. And we have a COVID captain, you know, because we're a fun festival. Sure. So we're making sure that everything about it is fun, including people's safety has to be prime.
Excellent. Well, this is awesome. We want to just mention too, Hound of the Basketballs. When is that show coming? It's part of the preparations and everything leading up to Puppets Up. And it is a fundraiser as well for the festival. So when is that happening?
10 days from now. So May 12th to 15th.
Okay. All right. So May 12th to 15th, you can see it. And that is, what is the best way to get tickets for that?
All of our tickets for our pre-events and our festival are on Tickets Please. So I think that's becoming the go-to place across the county for everybody to get their tickets. So ticketsplease.com. Oh, goodness. Is it CA or COM?
I think it's CA. I think okay, it is good. CA. Yeah.
CA.
Yeah,
ticketsplease.ca.
Perfect. Okay. Now, was there anything else you wanted our listeners to know before we let you go?
I just want people to know they're going to have a great time. We before 2016, and on any given day, there were 5,000 to 7,000 people a day coming through, and we expect the same, if not more crowds. Come, bring your family. It's a great day out that we're going to make sure that there's lots of quiet space, lots of active space, lots of fun space, and it's going to be a blast. It's, if you've never seen puppets before, you're going to be a new fan. Lots of people are coming because they were children bringing their own children. They started in 2004. They now have their own kids and are bringing their own kids, but it is such a great festival. So creative, and the whole town comes alive. It's just the most magical thing. So I just want to tell people they're going to experience magic if they come to Almont in August.
Noreen, you're nodding your head again a lot.
Yeah. Well, she says things I agree with, so
yeah,
does a very good job.
And you're just inviting everybody to come and check it out when it hits August 12th through the 14th.
Absolutely. It would be lovely to revive it as a permanent festival again, and it's fun for the town, and it kind of brands the town a little bit, like, oh yeah, that's the place where they have that puppet festival.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. So
I also want to say, Bob, that we have we know that it's going to be popular because we've had amazing support from sponsors coming forward.
Yeah, and
incredible support, actually. And so people who recognize the value of the festival as something that makes the town special, that they are turning up in spades. We're shocked, surprised, awed, amazed. Like, our sponsors are such a great boost to our own morale that we have decided to do this, and they're going to make the festival for sure.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you both for being with us today. Noreen, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Bob. It was very nice to be invited.
And Jane, as always, a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Bob. Always glad to take part. Did I mention our festival, our webpage?
Oh, please do.
Okay, it's puppetsup.com. And just to go and visit, you're going to see all the performers, all of the ticket information is also there. Any festival news that you might have, sign up for the newsletter because you're going to get updates as they come available. We're also, of course, on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we've got a great following, and it's a nice social media to belong to.
Excellent. And also want to thank Gloria. Thanks for being here as well. Really appreciate that.
You're welcome, Bob.
Perfect. Figured we'd end it on that note. Thanks to all three of you. Much appreciated. Puppets Up taking place August 12th through the 14th. The website to visit, puppetsup.com. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening, and have a wonderful afternoon.